the external antenna. And I don't know. So I'm looking forward to getting it, but we haven't heard from John in a while. Let me pass it to him. KV2TIA.
Right. Charlie, they got a new kind of coffee out. It's called Death Wish. Death Wish Coffee. It's got 3 times the amount of caffeine as regular coffee. I saw that today on the news, and I kind of thought of you right away.
Oh, really? I'll have to see if I can find it. See if that'll keep me awake. He just got a little bit of noise on it today. I've heard it on everybody's signal. So it's not the signals, it's just the repeater. But who manufactures it, John, do you know?
I'm not sure. I just know that it's called Death Wish Coffee. And I was watching the 5 o'clock news, and they had a little, a little thing about it. And I'll tell you, Charlie, I was like, wow, that would be the prescription for Charlie. But, Charlie, even before you get the Death Wish Coffee, they got some soda out there called Jolt. It's got twice the caffeine and twice the sugar. I think that might be good for you.
And 1MUQ mobile. Well, I don't need the sugar, that's for sure. Caffeine, I don't mind. Caffeine's calorie-free, but I don't want that sugar.
Did you ever hear of Jolt Cola?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, over to you, Rocky.
You don't even need to buy anything like that. You can make your own Jolt, whether you have a tea, coffee, or had a regular soda. Just pour a bag of sugar into it. You'll have all the Jolt that you want. Over to you, Steve, KD2BOR.
See, in the EHAM classified, somebody just added an Elinco DX70. It's actually something I've looked at from time to time, to getting 6 through 160 meters, 360 shipped.
What's the guy's call sign?
KD8POO, P-O-O, Papa Oscar Oscar.
Repeat that again, Steve. I didn't have a pen in my hand. I'm sorry.
Kilo Delta 8, Papa Oscar Oscar.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw that this morning when I was checking my email. My homepage is QRZ. The thing about that one is there was two versions of that radio, the Elinco 70 and the 70TH. The TH is the high power on 6. I think that one only has 50 watts on 6, or maybe less. I'm not sure.
They also had a 77, I think, right? Is there one called a 77?
Yeah, that does ring a bell.
I don't see them come up too often on eBay. I had it as a regular, where you can set the automatic searches and it alerts you. I had that up there for a while, and then once I got my ICOM, I took that off. But I was always interested in that radio. I'm starting to get interested again. I have a nice little wish list. 10 Tech Scout would be on that list. Early on, I almost bought an Atlas, an old Atlas. But everything I read about it said that you have to be a guy that's into regular maintenance. And when they say regular maintenance, they say, like, you know, every couple of months you need to open it up and clean it and realign things, and it just seemed like too much work for me. I want to enjoy the radio, not rebuild it every couple of months. Back to you, Charlie.
I assume everybody else is hearing a little bit of noise in the background, and it's not just on my receiver. There was a Scout on recently. I don't remember if it was QTH or QRZ, but there was a Scout available with all the modules and everything. It was I was checking it out myself. And it is 50 watts. I mean, it's not that far off of a 100-watt rig. It's not like it's QRP. So it would put out a decent signal. And if band conditions are right, it would put out an excellent signal, I'm sure. Where the hell's Carlos when you need him?
put in that guy's call sign. Can't pull it up.
Imagine going through life with a P-O-O, poo, call sign.
Somewhere, somebody might be Papa Echo Echo.
I'm sure.
KD2DKO.
There he is. How long is the copy in the mail?
From the start, I'm just laying over here with a headache, so I was just on the side. But you know what, Charlie, you're better off getting that cable because these radios are a real pain in the butt to try to program without it.
Yeah, okay, that's what I figured. I'm surprised they don't offer it to you. I guess they're just trying to make a buck, making it an accessory. I'm hoping Advanced Specialties has it. If not, maybe my friend Gordon has. I think he's got a few Baofangs. Maybe I can borrow his or meet him at his house or something and program the radio real quick. I might even, you know, be able to give it to him, let him program it for me. He knows what machines I like, and get back from him.
That's for Roger, and the software you're going to want to download is called Chirp, C-H-I-R-P. Basically, you'll be able to program it any way you want. You can lock out channels, you can set the channels for high or low transmit power, and you know, just a lot of really cool options that you can't do otherwise without the software.
That Chirp, is that a Baofeng software, or is it, you know, how would I find it? Just type in Chirp?
What I'm going to do, I'm going to send you an email with the information. There's a group on the Yahoo group that's dedicated just to the Baofeng, and basically it's got all the software and everything available there. So I'm going to find your email and send it to you. So what have we not heard from? Let's throw it over to Johnny there. How you doing, Johnny, tonight? KC2HPR.
I'm doing just fine, young man. I'm doing just fine. I'm taking it sleazy and playing radio while on the payroll. It doesn't get any better than this.
That's good to hear, Johnny. How are you doing tonight, Steve? Let's go to Steve over there. KQTIA. I'm all lost tonight.
Sorry about that. I went to get a tissue. Couldn't breathe. I'm glad you said that about the Chirp. I actually have that on my computer already. And when I was looking for easier software and stuff for the Wotion, I came across that and I downloaded it. And so I already have that on my computer, and I also have the cable already. So this is turning out to be aces for me. Very good calls. Thank you.
How about you, Rocky? Have you decided to jump on the bandwagon? It's only $36.
Morning, Carlos. How are you, KD2BOR? Now, I already have a Yaesu, or Kenwood, THF6, so I'm all set with an HT.
That's all right. Well, Charlie, you know, definitely, I think you need the Chirp software. They have a separate software. I think it's called the VIP software, which comes with the Baofeng. Or, you know, I guess that's the software that's out there from the manufacturer, but the Chirp is the way to go, because you'll just have total control over the radio that way.
N1MUQ Mobile, yeah, I guess the next thing I have to do is see if Advanced Specialties sells the programming cable. I'll get it from him, otherwise I'll have to order it online and wait a couple of days for that. I'm going to attempt to at least program in one repeater, see how tough it is. I ended up getting the UV5R Plus. It's a little bit different than the other ones. I don't know how. You know, besides some external features, I know it's that one guy did a review, a video review. Ah, crap. Jesus Christ, they got the lower level closed again. I'll be going into the city. Jesus. Anyway, he did a video review and showed you some of the differences between the VR5 and the Plus.
N1MU QKD2DKO. Yeah, I think for the most part, though, Charlie, all these other UV5Rs or the Plus, the E, you know, all these things, they're just cosmetically different. But the it's basically the same guts on the inside from everything I've read. So, but you might want to look into that, because if you buy the extended battery, not all of them will fit unless it's for the 5R. So you might want to look for the X. There's one battery out there that will fit all radios, and I'll send you a link to that, too, in case you want the extended battery.
Yeah, is this an aftermarket battery, or is it a Baofeng battery?
It's a Baofeng. It's a 3800 mAh battery. But yeah, like I said, you know, all the other ones, all the different radios, the UV5R Plus, the 5R, you know, whatever, all these different things they have, they have different batteries on, because they fit, they snap on differently in the bottom. You know, you might, if you get the wrong one, you might wind up having to scrape off like part of the plastic in order to make it snap in, which, you know, I've actually done that with one of my my extended batteries.
Yeah, okay. Well, it comes with an 1800 milliamp hour battery, so that should last a while. That's one thing they said about the batteries, is they do have quite the lifespan. But yeah, I'm excited about getting it. I don't have an HT, at least not a working one right now. I've got like three that aren't working, but I certainly do need one. And, whoops. Jesus, I hope a cop doesn't see me doing this. And, it'll be fun to have. You know, I don't use an HT all that often, but I'm certainly going to bring it to work and see how well I can get into this repeater from work, and maybe check in to the CBS Retirees Net, you know, 3 days a week from the once it gets warm out, from the roof of the building. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun to have. Plus, it's got a flashlight. How cool is that?
KD2DDK.
KD2DDK, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, just FYI, I've got the Baofeng Plus also. I got the cable and the software, and I even have Gordon's original programming channel that he has in his. And I'm scheduled to see him tomorrow night here in Fairlawn, New Jersey. And if you had the radio, I'd be in Manhattan tomorrow.
Yeah, unfortunately, I won't get the radio till Tuesday. But, oh, that's good. So you've got the 5R Plus. How do you like it? Is that what you're on now?
Nope. Believe it or not, now I got an Anytone I'm playing with, programming that up. I like it. Feels hefty, nice feel to it. From Patterson, I can hit this tower on Tech Night, which was tonight. I can hit this tower on it if I have to. Let me see. Two things I didn't like about it. The way I talk, it gets, well, the display starts to fade out. And I'm not happy with the receive. I have a few scanners that tend to hear a little better. But, you know, you're running off a rubber duck on that thing. So, but it's a nice little radio. For the price, you know, buy a six-pack.
Yeah. Now, what'd you say about the display?
If you talk a lot, it gets hot, because there's really no heat sink in it. And when it gets hot, the liquid crystal display gets a little funky.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Yeah, well, it is a Chinese radio, but, I was, from the review that I saw online, they said it handles the heat better than the 5Rs, because the, where the battery snaps onto, on the 5Rs, I think it's mostly plastic. On the Plus, it's metal, so I guess that acts as a heat sink.
The 5R Plus does have a metal plate on there, but I tend to get on there and talk for 5 minutes straight with the heat and give it a 10-second break and then talk for another 5 minutes. So, I can heat them up and the display will go, but, you know, that's only after an extreme transmit. But it's got the metal plate, and it works nicer than the other one. And I would like a better receiver, but that's just me. can use it to hit this repeater. Right now it's sitting in the charger. I was using batteries today.
Okay, you got real noisy at the end there. What'd you say you're working on now? What radio?
This is one of the edge tones. I finally figured out how to drag it into the house. I don't have a power supply yet, so I dragged in a 12-volt battery, and I'm programming it up with a 12-volt battery.
Okay, I don't know why you lost your signal. You've gotten real noisy now. I mean, I'm copying you. What power level are you on?
Don't know. I'm still in the programming VFO mode.
Okay, well, I appreciate that information. Now, you said you have the software, that's a disk? The software comes on a disk?
For the Baofeng, I have the official software. I downloaded off a website. It's actually Baofeng.
I was on their website last night and saw they have a couple of different softwares available to download. Okay, very good. Well, like I said, I'm looking forward to getting it, and I guess I'll find out all its idiosyncrasies as I use it. It's not going to be a main transmitting radio, but it'll be fun to have. Let's see. Steve, back over to you. KB2 TIA N1MUQ Mobile.
Okay, I just wanted to drop it. KB2 TIA. Does that have the three-color display, the 5R? I think that's the UV5R has a three-color display. You can pick and choose. Okay, maybe I should specify someone. I think it was Sean. I'll pass it over to you.
No, I don't think that's Sean. I've forgotten his name. DDK. I think he was talking to you, DDK. What's the name again?
I'm back on the Baofeng. I lost the battery connection on the Anytone here. It was a makeshift setting. Can you hear me on the Baofeng?
Yeah, you're fine. What's the name again?
Name here is Gary, and I didn't mean to butt in, guys. I know you have your own little run here at this time of the morning, so I'm on the side. I was just playing with this thing, and I pushed the wrong cable and lost my battery connection on the big one.
N1MUQ Mobile, well, you actually have a better signal on the Baofeng than you did on the Anytone toward the end. You started out fine on the Anytone, but then got noisy. But the Baofeng's pretty good. Sounds nice. It's loud. Loud enough, anyway.
And the flashlight works, too.
Yeah. Steve was asking if that's the display on that one. Can you, well, you have the plus, but can you change the color, or is it just one color?
No, you can change the color. As a matter of fact, you can set the color up for different things. I have it set up for red transmit, blue standby. You know, you can do different things with the color, depending on what you're doing with the radio.
Oh, okay. Are you on an external mic right now, or just the mic in the radio?
Just the internal mic on the radio, and I have a battery antenna. Actually, I got a, what they call a Nagi, an N-A-G-O-Y-A. It's a 771. It's a dual-band antenna that's the BNC to the top. I have a little adapter in place with a BNC plug so I can quick disconnect and plug it into a mobile.
Okay, very good. Well, it doesn't sound bad. It's got a lot of highs in it. That might just be the characteristics of your voice, too. I'm curious to see how it sounds with my little bit deeper voice.
Well, you do sound good on this end. A very distinctive deep voice. It sounds good.
Yeah, this is Mike Kenwood. I love this radio. But, okay, cool. It's nice to know somebody else has that radio.
When you get it, you know, I got software, and I'm retired, so I'm around all the time. And as a matter of fact, I'm due over in Manhattan tomorrow. I do a little computer work on the side. There's a lawyer's office on West 32nd someplace I gotta be.
I think you live in Patterson or something.
That's right. Yes, sir.
All right, that's not too far from where I work. I'm over in Carlstadt. Okay, cool. Let me pass it around. Rocky, are you still there?
82 VOR, just monitoring, looking at QTH for HF radios. Not too much to add right now. Let's see. Who am I going to throw it over? Steve, throw it to you.
Just as a side note to something Gary said. Gary, I mean, feel free to jump in. It's not like this is our private channel, you know. I got that feeling from a few people that they kind of think this is just like our regular little group. You're always welcome. Carlos, you're always welcome. Anybody listening out there, this repeat has a lot of action at night. And if you're out there and you're listening, feel free to jump in. You know, we don't bite too hard anyway. Over to you, Carlos. KB2TIA.
KB2TIA, KD2DKO. Yeah, you know, Charlie, you might want to get that antenna that that Gary just said. I got that one. It's an aftermarket antenna. The company is Nagoya, N-A-G-O-Y-A. And it's the 771. I think it's the NA771. Look for it because it's giving me really good results. The rubber duck is not bad, but this sort of thing is far. I've gotten at least 20 extra repeaters on it that I can't hear with the rubber duck. So it's something to consider there. But let's see. Let's pass it over to Johnny. Haven't heard from him in a while. KC2HBR, KD2DKO.
KC2HBR, in the mother-friggin' house, son. All right, just taking it easy, listening and learning. You guys are definitely entertaining and educating as well. Over to you, Charlie.
All right, I'm familiar with that name that you mentioned for that antenna. Whenever I do searches on eBay, that comes up. They seem to have antennas for every radio, and I always see that name. I was always under the impression that was over in China or something, and it takes 6 months to get the antennas off to try to find somebody locally. I'm hoping maybe Advanced Specialties has a lot of this stuff. I'm going to throw off the rotation a little bit and give it back to Gary. Do you know, I'm sure you're familiar with Advanced Specialties. He's probably not too far from you. Do you know if he carries a lot of the accessories for this Baofeng?
No, I don't. I was only in there one day last week when I bought the Anytone. And I was in there, I stretched my budget because our mutual friend Gordon there gave it a big plus on Thursday night at a tech club on this repeater. And I figured John down there was going to sell out, so I was in there Friday morning and grabbed one. And that's the first time I've been in the place. I found it, and, that's the first time I was in there. So I don't know what he has in the Baofeng world. Mine was China order last time, too.
Okay, very good. I've been in there a few times. I've looked online. He does have a Baofeng radio. I don't know which one, but I'm just wondering if he's got any kind of accessories. I'm hoping the programming cable isn't, proprietary towards any one of the radios. I'm hoping it's kind of universal. I wish it was, just a USB, plug on each end. But it looks like it's got a specialized connector on one end and a USB on the other end. So that's the way I'll have to go. But hopefully I can find it. You never know. I might get lucky. Figure out how to program it by hand. I've been programming a lot of radios for a long time, a lot of different radios, and kind of catch on after a while. But I understand that these Baofengs are a little bit more difficult than others to program. So we'll give it a shot. Let's see. Steve, over to you.
I'm glad you gave it to me. The 771, I just gave a quick look-see for it. And EHAM gives it a very good review. They give it a 4.1.5 review. And they said that the radios
the Bofangs in particular actually will run cooler with this antenna because I read this on the when I did my search this morning also. The antenna that it comes with is really a 440 antenna. It's not really specifically designed for 2 meters. So it's one of the reasons the radio runs hot. They just said to hell with it, you know, the SWRs with intolerance. And so you're generating heat. So with this other antenna, it actually helps the radio run cooler. It has, where was it? I just saw it. It has actually has gain. It's like 2.5 on 2 meters and a little more on 440.
Yeah, well, I would take that gain specification with a grain of salt. But anyway, that's interesting that it's, yeah, that would make sense, though. If it's only tuned for 440 and you're on 2 meters, the SWI is a lot higher. Thereby, you know, you're generating more heat. I thought they were going to say because of the BNC. I take it as they, you need the adapter to go to a BNC for this, this Nokia or whatever it's called.
82 DBK. They make a version with the right connector on it. It's an SMA, it's a reverse SMA or something. I got the adapter on purpose so I could CNC it out so I can do a quick disconnect connect to a mag mount on the vehicle. And I ran this with two antennas for about 3 months before I got the 2 meter Kenwood. I have the 2 meter Kenwood too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're the guy with the 281, right?
Yeah, that's me. The one with the crazy voice that you picked up the first time.
Yeah, did you ever go in there and see if it was on wide or narrow?
No, I did not. What happened was I ended up grabbing this, the Anycone, and I've been trying to hand-program that thing until the cable just came. Well, no, I had the cable with it. I didn't have any power supply. See, the power supply was the thing. But I came up with a car battery today, so I just got around to playing with it tonight.
Okay, yeah, I've got to, since you're going to be seeing Gordon, maybe you can see him on another time, and I'll give him that, now it's coming back to me, I'll give him that power supply to give to you so you can check it out and see if you can get it up and running. But yeah, now it's all coming back to me. Okay, very good. Rocky, over to you. I know you're probably getting close to leaving.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. KD2VOR. I was just going to say that. I'm going to get cleaned up, and I'll talk to you guys for the mobile. KD2VOR.
Very good. Go ahead, Steve.
Some of these reviews say that Nagoya has an affiliation with Diamond. And you can find the antenna also with Diamond packaging as a 771 also. So they must have some kind of affiliation is what people are saying. In any case, I think I'm going to clear Charlie. I'm getting tired. It's already after 3. And you should be fairly close, if not at work. 73 is the wall. And I'll try to catch you in the morning. KB2TIA.
All right, 73 Steve, talk to you later. Have a good day. KB2TIA and 1MUQ. John, over to you.
Okay, 73, take care, Steve. Charlie, what do these Baofeng HPs look like? If I'm not mistaken, don't they look like a Yaesu VX3?
Yeah, you know, I guess there's a little similarity, yeah.
Okay, all right. Let me throw it over to Carlos.
KC2HBR, KD2DKO. Yeah, you know, they're small radios, but they're built solidly. You'll have the feel of it, and you'll see, you'll like it. You're going to like it. You'll be like, this thing cannot possibly be sold for $36. But, you know, as far as the antenna's concerned there, Charlie, if I were you, I would definitely get an aftermarket antenna because they're right. It does get hotter when you just use the rubber duck, and if you go, you know, if you start talking more than maybe 2 minutes at a time, you're going to start feeling the heat at the base. But with the Nagoya, you don't feel that. You can go as long as you want. But I'm kind of curious. Do you have an eBay account?
Yeah, I do. It's probably tapped out by now, but yeah, I do. Do me a favor, spell the Nagoya and give me the model number. I'm going to look it up on my smartphone real quick.
Yeah, it's Nagoya, N-A-G-O-Y-A, and it's an NA-771. Nagoya, NA-771, and it's designed for 144 and 430, so... It's a really good antenna. I'm pretty happy with it.
If something's coming up with SF on it, do you know what the SF is? There's a 771 and then this is a 771 SF.
I think it's the SF because the SF would be the female. You're looking for the female mount.
Okay, I guess the S stands for SMA and F for female. Okay, very good.
That's the thing. I don't know if that's the latest trend, but for whatever reason, they're putting male connectors to the antenna mounts. So I don't know if that's the latest trend. I know that BNC is what it used to be, so I don't know why they're doing that all of a sudden. But that seems to be the latest thing.
So where'd you get your antenna from? I see most of these are in Australia. I'm imagining the shipping on that'll be a fortune. Not to mention, it's going to take a long time to get it. I'm hoping to find somebody locally or at least in America that sells it.
I got mine on eBay, and I think it took maybe about a week and a half, maybe 10 days to deliver, because I'm not sure if they had to bring it in from China or what. It might have been to California. I don't know what the deal was, but it took like maybe a week and a half to get here. But it was worth the wait, because the antenna is really good. I mean, like I said, you'll see like at least, in my area, 20 extra repeaters that I can hit easily, compared to the duck.
Yeah, I got it here. It's cheap enough, too. $473. Shipping is only $1.98. It is located in China, so that's probably where you got yours from. Might be the same buyer. All right, very good. I'll order one of these.
D2VOR in the Mobile.
I could barely hear him. I'm really static. Who was that? Was that Rocky?
How am I coming in?
It's better. It sounded a little noisy on the previous piece there.
Oh, I heard that noise. I don't think it was me. How am I coming through, Charlie?
No, you sound fine. The repeater's a little flaky this morning.
Yeah, I got to take this AB switch apart that I got from you. I noticed when I'm putting my antenna lead on it, when I install the hump mount in the car, that 239's moving a little bit. I got to take it off the hump mount and see if there's a nut or something in there to tighten up.
All right, I'm on Advanced Specialties. I'm trying to see if he has that Chinese antenna.
Charlie, do you have your email at QRZ?
Yes, my email on QRZ is right.
I'll look you up, and I'm going to send you emails with with all the information that you'll need, and a couple of the links for eBay where I got my stuff, for the 3800 battery and the antenna, and also that Yahoo group with the site where you can download the software for the program.
Okay, I appreciate that.
The repeater started out fine tonight, but it's gotten really noisy. I don't know if it's just at my end.
I'm up here in Kearney, Carlos, on the main road, and I hear you fine.
What's the sound over at your end there, John?
You sound good over here. You sound good. No problem. I hear you fine.
Tell you, there's a lot of, here's a good one, SMA adapter. There's a lot of HT antennas from Comet available that would probably fit this radio at Advanced Specialties. Real noisy, John. You're in a bad spot.
Carlos, you were asking me how I hear you. I hear you fine, Carlos.
Right, John, I was just curious because I'm getting a lot of noise for whatever reason tonight. It started out fine, but it's gotten pretty noisy in the last 45 minutes or so. But, Charlie, yeah, there are a lot of antennas, but you got to watch out because a lot of them are knockoff antennas, and you don't know when they come from China. You know, it's like playing Russian roulette. You don't know if you're getting a real one or, you know, or a fake one or whatever. It's just trial and error. But, I walked out with the Nagoya. I'm really happy with it.
I'm probably going to go with the Nagoya anyway because these prices are like 10 times as much as the Nagoya. You know, they're like $40. Even the cheapest one is $25, and that's a no-name brand. So I'd rather use an antenna that I know has got some usage from other people.
I've also read that the Nagoya is just a rebranded diamond, so if it's really a diamond, you're just paying, paying a lower price for a quality product.
You know, I'm looking to see if he has the programming software for that radio.
All right, gentlemen, I've had about enough. I've had all I could stand, and I can't stand anymore. So I'm going to pull it back. And good night to all, and to all a good night, y'all. KC2HBR, going out of way. 73, y'all. Over to you there, Carlos.
Thanks, Johnny. Have a good one. 73. And, the thing about this radio that you're gonna notice, first of all, is when you do transmit on it, sometimes, it depends on the radio, because I've got two of them. One of them, you don't see it, but with the other one, for whatever reason, it depends on what frequency you're on. The longer you transmit, you may notice that it'll either fog up or some of the LED display will actually kind of blur until it cools off a little. But for whatever reason, that only happens on one. It didn't happen on the other. It's a crapshoot with these Chinese radios. But, I can't complain. Both are doing the job as far as getting out, they transmit fine.
All right, good night, Charlie. Take care. Maybe we'll catch you in the morning. And Rocky, safe mobiling out there. I'll throw it over to Rocky.
82 BOR. Okay, John, 73. Good hearing you out there. Over to you, Charlie.
All right, 73, Johnny. Have a good day. Yeah, Carlos, Gary was saying that. He was just saying that a little while ago, that the display does that. So I'm curious to see if mine does it. Of course, you guys are using it, or at least you're using it, on a regular basis. I'd only be using it, here and there, and, playing around with it when I first get it. So I won't get that much transmit time on it, but I'll try to max it out. I'll try to, do a dead key for a long time, maybe do a tape recording of myself on Simplex and try to get it to get hot and see what happens.
That's so, Roger. You won't be disappointed with it. Yeah, you can do all these fancy things like change the color, the transmit color, receive, standby, or whatever. It's got three different color settings: purple, blue, and red. So, which kind of looks more orange. But you can play around with it. It's incredible what you can do for just a little $36 radio. So. I don't know. I'm gonna send you that link. I'm gonna send you the link to the extended batteries and everything else where I got it, so you know which one will fit your radio, and you won't get the wrong one. So, but anyway, let's go back to Rocky here. KD2BOR, KD2DKO.
Very good, thanks, Carlos. Charlie, one thing I forgot to tell you about the DR. 635, which you guys were just bringing up, Carlos was bringing up colors. I saw the purple, and I saw the blue. I got mine in a typical color, just like by 78, 7900. I couldn't take that blue and couldn't take that purple.
Yeah, I don't know where they come up with these colors, but my 857 does a whole bunch of different colors, and for the most part, I use the either the basic amber or green, I did the blue for a while because it matched the, what the hell's the name of that company? LDG meter that I had hooked up to it. That's got a light blue light in it. So I made the radio light blue as well. But, yeah, some of those colors are really, right now I've got this one's amber, I guess that's what it is. It goes amber or green. I do amber. That seems to be the basic, easiest to see in daylight. Anyway, guys, let me run. It's time for me to make donuts. But good talking to you. It was a nice conversation this morning. Got to learn a little bit about the radio that I don't have yet. So hopefully that'll get here soon. I might order the antenna today. That way I'll get it in a week or so. At that price, what the hell? I think I have at least $10 on my eBay account, so I'll do that. And Carlos, look forward to getting that link, so I know what I'm ordering for the radio. And Gary 73 as well. Thanks for coming on and letting me know a little bit more about that particular one that I'm getting. All right, guys, have a good day. Talk to you all later. This is N1MUQ, and I'll say 73. Let's see, Rocky, over to you. Then you can pass it around.
KB2TIA.
Yeah, right. Acknowledge, Steve. 73, Charles. Steve, pick it up and then you pass it.
Okay, 73, Charlie. I ordered two of them. It's the same one for my Wilson. It's the same antenna. So I ordered that one. The two together came to like $14. So not bad, because on Amazon I saw just one of them was $14. So, I got the two on eBay for $14, and so it's the same as the Wilson, pretty much. They're almost identical. And also, I believe that the Kenwood mics, the handy mics for the HTs, fit the Wilson. And if that's the case, then it's probably the same programming cable for the Kenwood radios. If you have a Kenwood HT and you have the programming cable, I think it may fit the radio also, Charlie. So, I don't know if Carlos might have more information about that, but I'll pass it to him. But I was ordering, so I still heard you guys talking, but I'm going to be clearing also on your finals. KB2TIA, over to you, Carlos.
All right, 73 is to you, Charlie, and 73 is Steve. Yeah, the antenna is definitely the one that I have. If you got to make sure it is the 771 and not the 701, because the price you guys are quoting is like, you know, it sounds a little too cheap for me. I think I paid $10 for mine. But, you know, so check to make sure that you're getting the 771, the Nagoya NA771, and make sure that it's got the SMFA, I think it is, the female adapters to screw in. The antenna, when you get it, you'll notice that there's going to be a very, very small gap in between the base and the bottom of the antenna. And you can just either put a washer or whatever. I don't put anything on it. You know, it's fine. Like, if you want to add maybe later on a counterpoise or something, it might work to your advantage. So, you know, you can think about that. Anyway, let's go it over to Rocky, KD2BOR, KD2KO.
Hey guys, I'm going to say 73. I'm at my destination. I don't know how long you're going to be out there, Carlos, but I should be back in the car, back at the shop in about a half an hour. 73 to all, KD2BOR.
All right, Rocky, yeah, I'm trying to be honest. Not, you know, I'll just, I'll play conk out, but, not, you know, 73 is a good day. And, I've been clearing out too, guys, so, I'll be out there, Gary or whoever's out. I just want to say something to you on the panel, and let's give it to Gary if he's there, if not whoever's out there. This is KD2DKO on the side.
Yeah, KD2DK. I'm still here listening. I'm doing some computer work, getting ready for tomorrow morning.
So Roger, Gary. All right, I'm going to say 73 is going to be shutting down. I'll be, I need you back a little later. If not, I'll catch you guys tomorrow. You have a good one, Gary. KD2DDK, KD2DKO, will be clear.
Whiskey 2, Echo Papa Romeo.
Thank you.
KD2BOR in the mobile monitoring. WA2ZOZ, are you sandbag? Haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm kind of dead to the world.
Okay. I don't want to hear that, but yes, you mean you're tired. Nah, I just was a little concerned. I haven't talked to you. I think Charlie said he talked to you on Sunday.
WA2ZOZ. Yeah, I've been very, very busy at work. Get off work and just conk out. Wake up about 4 or 5, then conk out again.
Okay, that's good. Don't want to keep you. You sound a little tired. Don just wanted to say hello. I gave a shot for you the other day, too, and didn't hear anything. So let me not interrupt your sleep. Good hearing you out there, and sorry you're so busy at work. But I guess that retirement's even sounding better as busy as you are. Okay, Don, we don't want to keep you. 73. Maybe we'll catch you on a night that you're not so tired. KD2, VOR in the mobile.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for being concerned. Talk to you soon. WA2ZOZ.
73, Don. By the way, Don, you don't have to come back. You'll hear it Sunday when you're on. I got my ZR635C yesterday. Programmed it up last night. Made a few mistakes on narrowband receive. I got it fixed tonight, but I did get it. Nice radio. Talk to you later. We're going to be QSY for the mobile. 82 VOR clear.
Congratulations. I'll be listening when you're all ready.
Okay, 73 once again. We're clear this time.
H-E-I-R. Thank you.